those people going somewhere? Why have I never? It's not a good idea to, you know, pretend like God is not aware of our sins. When I kept silent, verse 3, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me, making it clear to us that God does get involved when we are rebelling, when we're sinning against him. Every sin against any human being is also a sin against God. Day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. You've been out there in that heat, exposed to it. I mean, that heat beaming down on your head 4 hours straight. Nothing to shield you, just out there in that heat. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. I want to encourage you, some of you who really are Christians and you just haven't been living like one, and things are really getting tough for you. I mean, really tough, to the point where you can't ignore it. I really want to encourage you. Confess your sins to God. And not only that, but some of you may need to remember what we were commanded through James, the Apostle James. Confess your sins one to another. That is a command. And some of you cannot get well. You can't get the change that you need in your life, not because God is testing you, but because God is punishing you for your disobedience. It is a command that we confess our sins one to another. I know the King James Version says faults one to another, but confess our sins one to another. And very often, people want to take what they consider the easy way out by going to someone whom they have not offended. Maybe going to someone who's a close friend who they know will keep it to themselves and talking to that person about how they did someone else wrong. Very often, God is going to demand that we go to the person we have mistreated and tell that person what we have done. Confess our sins to the person we've sinned against. He will absolutely require that. And if we refuse to do it, he will let us suffer the consequences for not only the sin whereby we originally sinned against that person and God, because like I said before, any sin against any person is also a sin against God. But he will also punish us for refusing to obey him by going to that person to confess our sins. Some of you have been pretty ill and you haven't been able to recover no matter how much fasting you've done, no matter how much praying, no matter how much praying your loved one has done for you. It's because you've refused to obey God. Therefore, verse 6 says, let everyone who is godly pray. By the way, let me interrupt myself for just a minute because I want to point this out too. Those of you who have never, ever made an attempt to please God, you've never said to God, you know what? I need to be saved. My sin is terrible. My sin is pretty serious. I need to be set free from the power of my sin. I need to be set free from the eternal consequences of my sin and whatever other consequences you're willing to set me free from. But above all, I do need a relationship, a good relationship with you. And I know I can't have it if I don't repent of my sin. So I'm changing my mind now. I don't want to live like this any longer. I want to be a different person. I want to be the kind of person that you want me to be. So I'm asking you to forgive me for my sins. I'm asking you to clean me up. I can't do it. Clean me up. Make me pleasing to you. I encourage you to do that. Those of you who have never, ever walked with God before, never even tried, it's to your advantage. It's to your benefit. Let everyone who is godly pray to you while you may be found. Surely, when the mighty waters rise, they will not reach him. There are some of you who are wicked and evil, and you tried your best to destroy some of God's people. And you spent years trying to destroy some of God's people, and it hasn't happened because God has made sure that what you have sent hasn't reached us. Verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. And he's going to do that. Hang in there. I know that it's the push against you is still mounting up, but hang in there. He will surround you with songs of deliverance if you just don't give up. Verse 10, many are the woes of the wicked. Even if you don't see it now, they will see it later. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. You righteous, sing, all you who are upright in heart. You have good reason to sing. Because as I've said before, even though things be tough in this life, it won't be tough forever. At some point, our change will come, whether it be in this life or the next. And that change that comes in the next life will be absolutely irreversible. The evil that will come upon the evil will be absolutely irreversible if they leave here in that condition. But those of us who leave right. But yes, there's good that God has for us in this life too. So stay with him. You may be one of the pivotal people that God is going to be using in this pivotal moment. I hope that this has been helpful to you as we've looked at pivotal points. Pivotal points. Stay with me. I'll be right back.